Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with Lesson 7 on the subject of Biblical Typology. In this lesson we're taking up the subject of Christ cursed like a viper for you. And the text involved comes from John chapter 3, beginning with verse 13 and going through verse 16. Let me read this to you. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verses 13 and 16 form nice bookends around the subject of the viper being lifted up, or the Son of Man being lifted up like the serpent, like the serpent in the wilderness. Listen to verse 13 again. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And of course, the language of the Son of Man harkens back to the book of Daniel and the visions of the Son of Man who ascended up to the throne of God and took his position on the throne of the Majesty on high, a divine person. And so the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is God incarnate, this divine person. And verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The people in the wilderness, when they grumbled against Moses, were perishing as a result of the serpents biting them and the poisonous venom entering into their bodies and killing them. Let's read this text again. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. In like manner, similarly, or as the serpent in the wilderness was lifted up by Moses, so must, it is necessary, Apostle John says, that the Son of Man be lifted up. Quoting, of course, the Lord Jesus. And again, purpose is that whoever believes in Jesus Christ should not perish like those in the wilderness perished. The Apostle John, quoting the Lord Jesus here, is connecting the serpent in the wilderness lifted up in that event where serpents bit the people of Israel and they died, they perished. He's comparing this event to the event where Christ is lifted up on the cross, and those who look on him and believe in him are not slain or perish, but they have eternal life. Let's go back now to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 21 and verses 4 through 9, and read the text there to which Jesus is referring in John chapter 3. From Mount Hor they set out by way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, Why have you sinned? We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look on the bronze serpent and live. And so the circumstance is quite simple. The people grumbled against God and against Moses. God sent fiery serpents into the camp. When they bit the people, the poisonous venom killed them, and many people died. And so they came back to Moses, and they said, Moses, cry out to God for us. Seek the Lord for us. And Moses was told by God to fashion a fiery serpent, a bronze serpent, and put it on a pole and put it in the midst of the camp. And when the people were bit by a serpent, if they'd look on that serpent, then they would live. And so it was. Jesus Christ is referring to this particular incident. And he's indicating by the use of simile that this event in the Old Testament is typological of the redemption brought about by Jesus Christ. Again, John chapter 3. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Now, it's a very strange comparison Jesus is making with the serpent being lifted up in the wilderness. Except for one significant fact and point. What did Jesus Christ call the Pharisees? What did Jesus Christ call those who were set against him? You brood of vipers? This is what Jesus Christ called them. Jesus Christ called them by a name that associated them with the devil. You brood of vipers. In other words, people like this were and are in the family of the evil one. They are in the family of those who are opposed to God. They are not in the family of God. Something dramatic must take place in order for such people to be brought into the family of God. It was Jesus Christ, then, the Son of Man, who descended into this world. And why did he do this? Verse 16 tells us, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God gave his only Son to die on a cross. And when he died on a cross, what did Jesus Christ do? Jesus Christ took to himself all the sins of the people for whom he was dying. He became sin for us. He became like the evil individuals for whom he was dying. He became cursed of God because he took the sins of his people on himself. And God punished Jesus Christ for the sins of his people. Jesus Christ took those sins to himself. He was cursed of God. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. This is another part of Deuteronomy, of the law of God. And when someone was placed on a cross like Jesus Christ, this was significant. The people would look at him and understand that he was cursed of God. And so he was. He took upon himself God's curse and God's penalty for sin. And he was cursed like a viper, like one who was opposed to God, like one who was in the kingdom of the evil one. Oh, you brood of vipers! Jesus Christ died for such as these. And when you believe in him, you do not perish. You see, the people in the Old Testament, in the wilderness, needed to look on the serpent, which Moses had placed on a pole and set up in the camp. And when they looked on the serpent, they would not die. They would receive life. In like manner, whoever believes in Jesus Christ and looks upon him and trusts in his sacrifice on the cross receives eternal life. And so the Bible, you see, takes this event, another event, an event having to do with the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ, takes this event, and in John chapter 3, by way of simile, designates this event to be typological of, or a type of, the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ. Remember this, friends. In understanding biblical typology, the Bible designates these types. And very often, they are not the kind of types we would anticipate. But in these types, God has a lesson and a significant point for us. Types are in the same family as similes and parables. And in interpreting similes and parables, you find the central point of comparison the simile and parable is making. Likewise, in biblical typology, you look for the central comparison the biblical type is making. And in this particular case, this event of Moses raising the serpent in the wilderness so people could look at them and would not perish but receive life, is the point that is being made. So that when people look on Jesus Christ, they too will not perish, but receive life. The point of comparison is the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ. And so this again is the thing to be emphasized. Biblical types are established by Scripture. Biblical types are prophetic. And when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness so people could be saved from perishing by believing in and looking upon that serpent, so it is that Jesus Christ was foreshadowed, and the redemption purchased by Jesus Christ was foreshadowed. And since that event took place, Jesus Christ was bound to be lifted up on the cross. This is why John chapter 3 and verse 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must it was necessary that the Son of Man be lifted up." Prophetic types, or types are prophetic. And again, types are analogous to similes and parables. They have one central point. And types involve persons, offices, institutions, and events. And in this case, We have a particular event, the lifting up of the serpent in the wilderness, and individuals looking on that serpent to receive life and to avoid being perishing. And so this event foreshadows the event that is the redemption purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.